Every Thursday, I go to couples therapy with my depression. He whispers in my ear to stay in bed for another day, presses his palm to my chest, afraid I'm going to escape the covers. After I scrape myself out the shower, I still smell like him, like midnight panic attacks, like first name basis with the CVS pharmacist, like, I'm not hungry, I've already had the Rice Krispie treat today. Our sessions with our therapist are 50 minutes. We spend that time restating the same issues to her. We've been on again, off again since high school, but this time it's been a solid year. That's got to mean it's getting serious. She asks about my appetite. Well, no, I haven't been eating, but he likes me skinny. Makes it easier for him to be the big spoon, like his body swallows mine, like I disappear in him. She asks if I've done anything with my friends lately. Not in a while. We usually stay in. My friends are the third wheel if we're out together. That's what happens when you've been with someone for so long. She asks if anything has changed since I started with the Zoloft. He digs his nails into the chair, grits his teeth. She asks me again. He gets jealous, but Zoloft treats me well. Takes me to breakfast in the morning, feeds me French toast. He got mad, though. Something like cheating on him. Threatened to take out the scissors. So I threatened to see Zoloft even more. All of him. All at once. I almost did. She asked if that was the night my friend took me to the health center. Well, yeah, but it was just one time. And the nurse said no visitors. Took Zoloft away from me. So we got to spend some quality time as a couple again. Our therapist thinks I'm only with him because my father called my mother a whore, or because I still sometimes wish I were straight, or because I've never had a serious love life. She doesn't understand that this is the most serious relationship I've ever had. She says, time's up. Come back next week. He mutters fine under my breath, slams the door on our way out. Our therapist said that there have been improvements over the past few weeks, that he and I will probably always be together, but I'll be more independent soon. Lately, I've been thinking more about that. Mornings when I wake up hungry. My body remembers how to leave the mattress on its own. Feel his arms shrink from my waist for a few more hours so I can finish a poem, watch Parks and Rec, eat a sandwich, make the bed without crawling back in. Even when he says that without him, I would be a gutted house scraped clean, creaking and caving in. Sometimes I still think he's right. But last week I stepped onto the scale and I gained 3 pounds. It's only 3 pounds, but it's all me. It's all me.